Heart Than Talent Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is definitely spring in beautiful California here, mid-March, as we wrap up the first quarter of 2019. Facebook Live, topic for today, addressing adversity and how to address adversity from power, not force. Power meaning from your esteem, from consciousness, not from your will. I'm not trying to force a situation, putting the square peg in the round hole or the round peg in the square hole where you're not attempting to force it. So adverse situations, you don't want to be able to become so skilled at attracting adversity that adversity becomes a way of life. So I'll cover some of that in today's Facebook Live. A few announcements coming up. This Saturday, I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you very much, Mindy Shaw, who is hosting her first More Heart Than Talent event. Thank you very much, Bridget Bartley, for hosting me last weekend in beautiful Spartanburg, South Carolina, one of those beautiful small cities in the southeast portion of the United States. On March 30th, I'll be in my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, at the KCI International Airport. It has a nice ring to it. I've flown to Europe, South America, and Mexico from that airport back in the day when I lived there. So that is a homecoming for me. I want to thank Kaylin Hobbs for being the host of that exceptional event. A lot of excitement coming up from Montana. A lot of tickets being sold already. Thank you, Beth Henning, for that. And Beth, I see you're on the call here, right here. Beth, you're in Montana today. So good. I see Jennifer Jones. Teresa, how are you? Dominique, good to see you. Rosalind Tuck. Oh, Rosalind, good to see you. Mary Brown. Rosalind was my client many, many years ago. Went on to be a very successful speaker and coach herself. So I'll be in Montana April 27th. That is Billings. Beth Henning is hosting me there. I'll be there at least twice this year. I will be in Palm Springs, California 6th. That's a company event. April 13th, I'll be in Los Angeles, and I just added Deanna Smith to the speaking roster. Deanna is an exceptional former actress, real estate professional, and now a top-tier success and inspirational coach. So Deanna Smith will be sharing the stage with the iconic one, Brittany Cara. Now, Brittany, her content is absolutely life-changing. That will be April 13th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That is where Abby O'Neill and a lot of her team is. That is an absolutely awesome experience for me, flying to Boston and get to share with about 100 enlightened women from that team. So that is a fantastic situation. And then I just put on the schedule May 11th, St. Louis, Missouri, which is another one of my all-time favorite cities in the United States. 20 minutes of free coaching. I offer 20 minutes of free coaching to quality, like-minded success and recovery seekers who have not had the opportunity to coach with me. It's an opportunity to test drive a little of my coaching. Now, today's content, adversity, addressing and facing adverse situations. Well, first of all, you don't want to have adversity be an identity. I'm so good at outproducing my problems that I attract problems to outproduce. Well, no, that's not the objective. The objective is to be able to address adversity in a very relaxed body where you're able to be flexible and bend to the situation. So you're not losing your composure, making someone wrong, being in conflict, most importantly, getting in trouble. If you have a get in trouble kind of complex, a get-in-trouble kind of consciousness or worry, you'll attract your reality, people and situations to fulfill those feelings. I'm just looking at who's coming on here. I see Laura Vaccaro. Good to see you, Laura. Melinda, good to see you. Brian, good to see you. Carolina, good to see you. So adversity is not something you want to be skilled at being able to address. Adverse situations occasionally, not adverse situations frequently. Now, if you find yourself constantly unraveling situations that are either created around you or you create, then you want to look at that. Some of that would be your responsibility. But occasionally, you will attract your reality or situations will happen that are outside of your own consciousness that you are required to address. And this is why cool heads prevail. This is why your communication style and the ability to let go. I've been teaching let go skills since I started practicing it 31 years ago. I was first introduced to the term let go and let God in the 12-step programs, Alcoholics Anonymous. And then the bumper stickers, I mean, they go, hey, there's someone in the program. I mean, but I never really understood letting go until much deeper into my own career. When I was introduced to John Assaraf in the year 2000 by a woman named Sherry Carr, who was a top-tier trainer for Tony Robbins at the time at Date with Destiny, who was one of my clients, she introduced me to Assaraf, and then I started reading his first book, The Street Kid's Guide to Having It All, and purchased his workbook that came with this. This is where I started understanding the reticular activating system, how a brain can become addicted to a set of feelings. And then I started to really understand the let go process. So adversity, once again, is you learn to be flexible with adversity. You lean into it. You're able to bend with it. You're able to shape around it. And in adversity, you don't meet adversity in force. You meet it in power. Now, what does that mean? It means in any type of adverse situation, you are focused on solutions and results rather than the problem. When you dwell on the problem, embellish the problem. That's a term I use. That is a chronic embellisher. That is someone who makes situations so big, it's so huge. Now, this is a very common commonality that people use. This is a very common word that people use in adverse situations. They actually edify how difficult an adverse situation is by using this word that I'm about to show you on my Facebook Live whiteboard. Now, I typically write on a 4x6 whiteboard, but for the purpose of this screen, in proportion, this would be the equivalent of my 4x6 whiteboard. This is the word that so many people use. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. You don't understand. It's so hard. Oh, it's so hard. So what that means is that many people embellish their degree of difficulty. Instead of embellishing the degree of difficulty, in rigorous honesty, you're able to understand the challenge at hand, and you meet adversity not head on. That's not always the situation. It means you don't confront it in any kind of anger. You understand by being aware, by letting go, you're able to understand, you know, you're aware, and you trust on who and what to be in that moment without thinking, processing, analyzing, and there's no yeah, buddy. Yeah, but don't you think? Don't you think you could make a mistake? No, I don't do that. I mean, in the moment, in the present, that is trust. That is a skill developed over a long period of recovery, long period of whatever that means to you, long period of recovery, and then really relaxing into the let go process, separating your feelings from the events, not making someone else wrong or right, being able to go days back to back without being critical. Now, you can be honest without being critical. I asked someone today, do you understand that you can be honest without being critical? And this person did not understand this. I don't understand the context of that. Well, it's because so many people are so overwhelmed. You can be honest without being critical, meaning you can accept a mistake that got created by you or someone else. You can let go easily and effortlessly without losing your composure. You can separate your feelings from the events and move into a higher level of consciousness. And in that type of situation, then you're not seduced, you're not persuaded, someone's not using force to have you be their counterforce. You're able to easily and effortlessly neutralize your feelings based on a series of emotions that you now live in called consciousness. Consciousness is what separates you from anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, your communication style will foster attracting situations to fulfill your feelings. It's the same type of situation. So adversity also represents conflict. So conflict also creates frustration, creates difficulty. It creates many other emotions associated with anger. And in that type of situations, oftentimes people will lose their composure. When they're angry, they say things they don't mean. They relapse on drugs, alcohol, can end up blacking out, causing even more collateral damage than started with if they would just let go. Letting go is your ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. You do it through a longer breath cycle. You do it by understanding what's right in front of you. And in rigorous honesty, you're able to see a situation for what it is. You become a lot less sensitive and defensive. You're not having other people make you wrong. You're not feeling bad. You're not feeling rejected, abandoned, and you've moved out of resentment into higher levels of awareness and consciousness. In that type of consciousness, you'll begin to attract your reality in a higher law of average. Now, whatever that means, whatever your law of average is, if you don't ever attract these people, then they will occasionally show up. It'll show up in other areas of your life too. The parking space will be there for you at the parking mall, at the restaurant, or a booth will open up for you and there's an hour wait all of a sudden, or you get offered a first class ticket. You don't even know how you received it. Someone shows up in your inbox and says, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to join you. This is synchronicity. These are not just meaningful coincidences. This is alignment. It means that energetically, people begin to line up with who and what you are. Incidentally, congratulations to Bridget Bartley for hosting her first internet or her TV internet program that I happened to watch some clips today. And that's all alignment, attracting to reality people and situations to fulfill cause, meaning, and purpose. But if you have no cause, you're not cause driven, you don't have a purpose, and you continue to create meaning out of events that should be meaningless, but you continue to create meaning out of them, so you can be in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Well, you'll attract your reality in that type of energy frequently. People like you to fulfill your feelings, so you can say, see, this always happens to me. And then you'll be stuck in adversity. You'll be constantly overcoming adversity. Now, here's an honest question. How many of you tend to be late for many things that you do? How many of you live in an overwhelmed state, can't get your car in your garage? How many of you have challenges with organization, and then you pull it off at the last minute? You make a payment at the last minute, you save your house, or you run to the bank as the money has just disappeared, or you make the plane just as the gates close, and you're an adrenaline junkie. And then you also have shiny object syndrome. Whatever flits around and comes around, you're there for it. And so that's what many people do. They attract to the reality, people in situations, to foster their own adversity because they have an adversity complex. And you don't want to be skilled at overcoming adversity. You want to be skilled at adapting and adjusting to the situation at hand. Right, Ryan Graham, who has just joined me. Ryan is a very, very exceptional woman who I know she understands what I'm communicating here because she's one of my best clients. And adverse situations are not something that are required for you to become good at. You become good at being in the moment, in the present. You learn to address situations for what they are. You see situations at face value. And the communication style that you let go of, and I'm even going to write this out because I hear this so many times. This shows up frequently. And this is what so many people, how many? So many. That means a lot. I see Vicki Lee is in the call. I see Lisa is on the live. Dr. John, how you good to see you. So now this is I reserve this. For those of you who are my clients and are in alignment with me, you'll understand what I mean. But this is so frequent. Look at this term. Yeah, but my situation. Yeah, but it's hard. Yeah, but it's hard. You don't understand how much adversity I'm in. I mean, well, I do understand because you attract your reality, the very situations to fulfill your adverse consciousness. Adverse consciousness is conflict. If you're constantly attracting adversity to overcome, it's become an identity. I used to be like that. Dodged another bullet. I remember once, and this is one of the worst things that ever happened to me, although I thought it was so cool with my friends back then, I get pulled over by Kansas City PD when I'm a kid. I'm like 22, and my friend Phil Esposito had showed me the skill he learned on Long Island, and he had his driver's license with a $100 bill when he got pulled over. And he said, you know, in New York one time this happened to him. Well, I tried that, and it worked. I mean, I actually was able to bribe an officer, and I thought that was so cool. Well, that gave me just a whole jaded perspective on adversity. And I spent a lot of my 20s breaking the law, being above the law, using drugs, and living a very jaded, broken lifestyle, constantly in trouble. So then when I got clean and sober, I had a lot of anxiety about always being in trouble, always getting in trouble. And for a few years, I would hear a siren and I'd go into fight or flight. I'm going to get arrested. Oh my God, I'm going to get another DUI. I'm going to get pulled over. I remember I got a speeding ticket early in my sobriety and absolutely hyperventilated. I almost had an outer body experience because my body was running my brain. I didn't understand quantum physics, neuroscience. Mm-hmm. I had about 3 years of sobriety, and I just felt privileged to be sober, not knowing anything hardly about personal development and self-improvement. I just barely started reading Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I'd read some sales books and some other spiritual books in my 20s, but was very unevolved when it understanding cause and effect and why we do what we do. Now, in today's world, there's so much content accessible for you, and then the content that I deliver for you consistently assists you to understand why letting go is so important to becoming a 6 or 7-figure income earner, because you're not going to succeed in a body you struggle in. When you're a noble struggler, and when suffering is a big part of your identity, well, the energy that you transmit and transmute is going to be a mixed message. Your occasional higher consciousness and goodness will shine through a lot of your brokenness, but as you continue to hold on to your brokenness, broken relationships, you hold on to feelings of unworthiness and not being good enough, well, I mean, the common sense would dictate what you're going to attract to your reality. You're going to attract similar situations to fulfill your feelings of anxiety, fear, and doubt. There's no trick. It's a skill. There aren't any tricks, and these are skills and their habits and their mindset that anyone that's reviewing this content can unequivocally move in to a much quicker reality of letting go. Letting go is not physical. Letting go is emotional. Letting go is a longer breath cycle, changing your word choices. It's being a lot more aware. It's deciding daily not to relapse emotionally, going back-to-back days without being critical. And if you smoke cigarettes, you don't smoke. You don't drink that day. You don't binge eat. You do it one day at a time. You start to address the cause that creates the effect of your repressed and stuffed feelings. And then in that same situation, when you address adversity, you're not going to tell yourself how hard it is. Oh, my God. You're not going to create your own counterforce to create your own friction. You're going to learn to relax into it. So if you have a problem that looks challenging, don't make it any bigger than it is. Don't embellish it. If you have a lot of debt, pay it off in increments. Pay it off a week at a time. Set aside a savings plan that's a small increment so that at the end of a period of time, you have a compounded situation. I personally have paid off over $2 million worth of real estate and other real estate debts over a period of time by having a plan to do it and having a business model conducive to creating the excess income so I can be free of all debt. I'm not lucky, I am good. And you could do the same situation because at one point I was at rock bottom. I mean, you don't have to hit rock bottom to change. There doesn't have to be any rock bottom because there doesn't have to be any adversity unless you continue to create it. Oh, you don't understand the relationship I'm in. I do. I do understand it. I've coached it 60,000 hours. I've been in some myself. I understand that what you have every single day is a gift called time, 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes, 24 hours. That's what you have, 1 hour. You have that every single day, and it's not out in the future. Now, you do goal set for the future. You do plan for the future, but worrying has no value. If you're worried about the future, what you're doing is you're worried about events you can't control so you can feel out of control. That's the payoff an addict gets by living in fight or flight. And if you continue to fulfill your feelings with anxieties about events that haven't happened, you'll end up at the refrigerator, you'll end up at happy hour, you'll end up at any multitude of situations, stuffing or repressing your feelings that are unresolved. As you move into a state of recovery, as you move into a state of commitment and decision, now you're starting to part the waters where you won't live in so much adversity, because adversity is a series of synonyms: hard, difficult, conflict, disappointment, frustration. These are the situations that get created. Now you have adverse situations to overcome. Well, I have this really difficult ex-husband. I have this really difficult ex-wife. I'm going through a really bad divorce. My company just went out of business. I just got laid off. I just got fired. My wife left me. My cat died. My dog died. I mean, these are all real situations. They really happen. It's not what do you do about them. It's who are you going to be, why these situations are manifesting. The first situation you learn to do is you take a deep breath and you monitor the way you communicate about the situation. Don't embellish anything other than what it is. State the facts. State the obvious. Look at the situation for what it is. Do not make it any bigger than it is. Have a systemized, organized plan to overcome the situation you're in by a focused energy one day at a time. And also understand this, and my attorney said this to me once upon a time, that was Jason Harrell and Rich Colon, an exceptional team of top-tier attorneys. Rich Colon is a former IRS revenue agent. These are plugs for them. And Jason Harrell is the partner in the LLP, Colon and Harrell, some of California's top tax and accounting attorneys. They also do many other situations. But one of the things Jason said to me is, he said, Jeff, the wheels of justice grind slowly. And I was in an IRS case where the IRS came to my door once upon a time. And Jason was my attorney. And he said, Jeff, the wheels of justice grind slowly. Be and stay productive. Let me do what you hired me to do, and that is defend you. And I'll get in touch with you while I bill you hours. So that's what I had to understand, that the wheels of justice grind slowly while the legal system grinds with them. And that's why it's important that in your network that you have a great attorney, a great accountant, you have relationships with vendors, you have relationships with multiple contractors, internet marketers, and people who, as you move into higher echelons of prosperity, that you can direct some of your energy to and outsource to other people who are exceptionally skilled at doing situations that you're not, so you're not in adverse situations. You're able to stay productive in a relaxed body, produce results from the comfort of your home or your office or wherever it is you produce, and you're able to create goodwill and ambassadorship and free enterprise. And in that type of mindset, you will attract your reality very infrequently adversity. And when you meet it, you will become so skilled at neutralizing other people's anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, in the book Letting Go by David Hawkins, he has a statement in there. It says, and I've highlighted this, the truly humble cannot be humiliated because they understand that the other person that's attempting to cast rejection, abandonment, humiliation, anger issues upon them, the truly humble understands that and is flexible enough not to get seduced into conflict, adverse situations, explaining, validating, justifying. A truly humble person is able to acknowledge and diplomatically create an exit strategy. And that's what you seek to create in situations like that. Now, I know that all of you have had an adverse situation, but have 2019 be the year, the law of the few, that few times in 2019 are you looking down the gun barrel of adversity. And there is no gun barrel for you to look out because you have a wide perspective and a very clear vision of who and what you're capable of creating, and you're focused on that outcome. And when you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that create your adversity, because adversity is conflict. Conflict comes from anger. Anger, hate, and resentment are all part of that situation. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events where you were never good enough, from the events that you couldn't perform to someone else's standards, that you were constantly criticized, that you were constantly rejected, abandoned, you were constantly put in a position you have to explain yourself, validate. As you start to understand that's the facts, that's how I grew up, this is what I'm letting go of, I'm here today, I'm focused on production. Production is results, it's an outcome, it's a solution. When you focus on that, then your focus isn't over here, over being distracted by the possibilities of what if. I mean, what if has no context in consciousness? What if lives in anxiety, fear, and doubt? That's where what if is, and what if is worry. That's what many people do, is their payoff about not producing is to worry about situations that haven't happened, to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over to create a familiar outcome. Now, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, right here, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. 22 years of in business in free enterprise. Been hosting this call since 1999. This originally was a call, now it's a Facebook Live. I'll be here next Tuesday, so looking forward to that. I have a great topic for you. This Saturday, Las Vegas, Nevada, Mindy Shaw. I'll be going through the Shops at Caesars. What a great place. And dining at Sinatra's at the Wynn Hotel. So one of my favorite restaurants in America right there in homage to Frank Sinatra. I had the privilege once upon a time of waiting on Nancy Sinatra in Century City, California, back in the day. I believe that was 1986. So looking forward to Las Vegas. Looking forward to seeing you at some of the events in the upcoming spring and into the summer. Jeffrey Combs, you have a great day.